In 4 years, e-cigarettes have won over 2 million French consumers, which means many of them are no longer just first-time users.
At the beginning, it was just, you know, people wanted basic products. Now people are looking for sophisticated e-liquid, good vapor.
That's Mathieu Chernichov, who founded Kit Club 2 years ago, a company with 3 stores in Paris today that are a bit different from the average e-cigarette shop.
The concept is to be like a bar where you can try every flavor. We are a bit, how can you say, luxury way of presenting the e-cig.
France's first e-cigarette or e-cig shop opened in 2010. Today there are at least 2,500 around the country. A basic e-cigarette shop is pretty easy to set up. Sandrine Kev and her husband Christophe are choosing items they want to sell in the e-cigarette shop they're about to open in Grenade-sur-Garonne in western France. She says it's not much of an investment. You need very little material and it's a small space to rent, she says. A shop like hers sells e-cigarettes themselves as well as the liquid capsules and accessories. Given the number of stores that have opened recently, this is probably a good business to be in, she says. And if it lasts in the long term, even better.
I think it will last, like mobile phone shops. Everyone said they wouldn't last, but they're still around.
David Cohen is in the accounting department for Josh Noah, which has set up 7 shops around the country in the past 3 years. Cohen compares the e-cigarette business to mobile phones, because that's what he used to sell, and he's not surprised by the success of e-cigarettes in France.
Today people are constantly looking to save money, and health is also very important. Smokers don't want to smoke, and they don't want to spend their money on cigarettes.
Health experts are still divided on the benefits or dangers of these devices. Many people have used them to quit smoking, but there have been very few conclusive long-term studies on that. A European directive considers electronic cigarettes to be neither tobacco nor medicine if they contain less than 20 milligrams of nicotine, which means they could be sold anywhere. In France, the health ministry is still working out its regulations, though e-cigarettes are already banned for sale to minors. Isabelle Parienti works for Lascar Club, an e-cigarette company that started 2 years ago. The company works with a laboratory in the south of France to make the liquid capsules that turn into vapor. She says these contain water and sugar, along with glycerin and propylene glycol, 2 things commonly found in food. The liquids also contain varying amounts of nicotine and come in different flavors.
One of the med is the Corsair. In the base of tobacco, I've put some nuts and a little taste of chocolate. It's very, very nice.
It almost sounds like a perfume.
Of course, like a perfume.
C'est quand même un produit qu'on inhale.
That's Michel Lascar, the owner of Lascar Club. He says because the vapor is inhaled, having the liquids manufactured in France is important. The liquids need to be French because we need to have control over how they're manufactured. That's for the liquids. Cigarettes themselves are, for the most part, made in China, which Lascar knows well because for the past 40 years, he's been importing plush toys. He got into the e-cigarette business because they helped him quit smoking. For 50 years, he smoked a pack and a half a day. This personal connection with e-cigarettes is not unusual in this business. Mathieu Chernichov of Kit Club says the same thing.
I've tried to quit smoking like maybe 10 times. I quit smoking from one day to the other. 2 years ago was that.
The French e-cigarette market was about 275 million euros last year, still relatively small, but definitely piquing the interest of tobacco giants, who are themselves starting to make their own. So we haven't seen the last of these yet. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.